What we'll be speaking about today is one of my favorite subjects, the battle of sex as an animal act fucked up by your emotions. The human animal, of which so many of you are, struggles vainly in an attempt to control his natural animal instincts in order to be better able to fit into the norm of society. A contradiction in terms. Sometimes, however, due either to chemical or hormonal imbalance, a fist of facts, or just a plain good old flagrant disregard for the outdated and inhibitional so-called code of ethics, the thin line which separates the animal from the vegetable is obliterated, leaving them free to intoxicate their need for the lowest common denominator. The mating of brute ignorance and a sheer force of will enable them to meet and greet any danger, no matter how devastating the consequence, in order to fuel that necessary agitation which feeds their entire existence. Without this stimulating intoxicant, the banality of their boring and stupid, dull, miserable, good-for-nothing lives becomes too chronic and depressing a constant to them. Only through the threat of constant danger or the imprisonment of incomprehensible pain can they find a suitable distraction to veer them away from this dull reality which they try so desperately to escape. The reality that every stinking, boring, useless, unnecessary day of the rest of your miserable, goddamn, useless, stupid, and pathetic life is going to be spent struggling to survive and afford that rotten, useless, no-good-for-nothing next day. To be able to afford the rent, the gas bills, the phone bills, the speeding tickets, to live by the rules, the regulations, the laws, to meet the curfews, the deadlines, to stand in the bread lines, the phone lines, the cons, the rip-offs, that's what we're talking about. Lydia Lunch Lines, the bullshit rap, babe, you know all about it, that's why you're here. Judge Andrew. But what we're going to be talking about is the real men, the outlaws, the kind of men that aren't content with fitting into your society. Because to fit into your society would be dull, dumb, boring, stupid, useless, just like them. And they say, look, Lydia, they tell me confidentially, of course. Look, babe, I'm not easing into anything. I don't want to ease in. I don't want to fit in. I don't want to fit in. I just want to pretend I'm a neo-Nazi with a nightstick dick. Hey, no brains, baby, but banging into yours in the middle of the night, trying to squeeze out of you whatever don't fit right in with their ideologically unsound concepts of reality. And how they want to alter yours by offering you up as some kind of human sacrifice. All the while just waiting to see if you're pig-headed or chicken-hearted enough to beg for your own life once they've got you hog-tied. But that's what it's all about. Animal liberation and the right to be a pig. Because that's what it's all about. So we're here to talk about tonight. We're here to get the facts once and finally for fucking the whole straight. Because that's what it's all about. Yeah, that's what it's all about. Getting fucked. Yes. Getting fucked. Getting fucked up. fucked over, fucked around with, or just plain good old-fashioned fucked. And you guessed it if you said the biggest dick. No, he's not sitting right there. You guessed it if you said that the biggest dick was some senile octogenarian asshole who gets off jerking off all over the deaf, dumb, and blind, fat-ass, white, middle-class American morons who will eat shit and accept it sucks as long as it's sugar-coated, tax-deductible, and you don't have to think about it twice. And the less you think, the more they like you. And the more they like you, the more I hate you. He said, and we're going to be talking about him a lot tonight. He said, in a voice rich with the promise of soon-to-be-fulfilled dreams, magnolia honey in an unlimited supply of greenbacks, sounding exactly the way men most often do when they don't know what the fuck they're talking about, in a voice reminiscent of a 39-year-old ex-mental health outpatient from the backwoods of Virginia right after he got through screwing me in the back parking lot of a Safeway and giving me some form of incurable venereal disease of a nonspecific sort. That I was loved by millions. That I was loved by millions. That I just had been loved by millions after I had been loved by him. That I would and should be worshipped by the multitudes who in return for that glimpse of light, of life, of love, and laughter would bless me in kind with their undying adoration, with their everlasting respect. He said that he would do everything in his personal power to see that I was bathed in honey, in milk, and in the blood of young blonde virgins. He said that my personal generosity would be rewarded with undying love and respect. With undying love, he stressed that point. With undying love, I said in a voice reminiscent of a 1950 TV evangelist who turns tricks into profits, that I couldn't think of anything that could be fucking worse. That I couldn't think of anything that could be fucking worse. That I couldn't think of anything that could possibly be better than the fact that the cancer has finally become contagious and is spreading. Just like I predicted, just like in my predictions, I see leper colonies on the horizon as far as the eye can see. I want to build a fail-proof, foolproof fallout shelter in the middle of the badlands of Montana to keep me safe from you. To keep you safe from me. Safe from the disease. Because I'm just here to spread the disease. That's right. I'm just here to spread the disease. Brothers and sisters, hear me out. I'm just here to spread the disease because the disease is the cure. Because the disease is the cure. Because it cures your ills. Because it kills your ills. Because it kills you. And you're your worst fucking problem anyway. I know, it's Sunday afternoon and you're trying to recover from last night, from doing what you wanted to do, but maybe only you didn't really get to do it because, like on Saturday night, I know what I like to do, hey. I like to, snort some dope, shoot some speed, smoke a couple of joints, drink a couple of beers, drink a gallon of whiskey, and then get really drunk and go out looking for the first person that'll fuck me. Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's what I like to do, and as a matter of fact, that's why I came here today. I hope I didn't miss it by not being here on Saturday night. That's what I came for today. Yeah. To meet my match. Oh, baby, there he is. The man of my dreams. I know what kind of man. Let me close my eyes and guess. I'm going to use my psychic healing powers now. He's the kind of man, if you're my kind of man, he's the kind of man that whispers, oh, just pull your pants down and come with me now. Baby, yeah. Baby. Baby goat still had a slight pulse beat left. I don't want to hurt you, that's right, baby. I don't want to hurt you. I don't want to hurt you. Oh, what? Oh, you think I want to fucking hurt you? Is that the fucking problem? You think I want to fucking hurt you, asshole? Yo, yeah, look at me, baby. Hey, bitch. Yo, what's the matter? You think I'm going to fucking hit you? Is that the problem? Oh, you're fucking begging for it. Is that what you fucking want? You want me to fucking hit you, stupid fucking bitch. You're sitting there fucking begging for me to fucking hit you. Is that what you fucking want, huh? Is that what you fucking want? What? Don't touch me. Don't fucking touch me. Don't touch you. I wouldn't fucking touch you with his dick. I wouldn't fuck you if you were the last fucking fuck on earth, fuck. Because you're too fucking fat, bitch. Too fucking ugly. Yo, Madonna, hey, yeah. Hey, new wave, yo, hardcore. Yo, baby, yo, freaky. Yeah, the freaks come out at night. You're a little bit early, yo. Yeah, just like my good old friend Henry Rollins says there. No pain, no gain. Just like all those boys named Johnny and Jimmy and Joey and Henry and Marty and Sniffy and Stiffy and Scuffy and Scuffy and Scruffy and asshole say, no pain, baby, no gain. No pain, no gain. No pain, no gain. And after all, since I can't kill myself, I'm just trying to kill the pain. That's it. Hey, I understand me, baby. I'm just trying to kill the pain. That's what he's whispering in my ear. I'm just trying to kill the pain. I don't want to hurt you. I don't want to hurt you. I want to help you. Yeah. I want to help you to hurt yourself. I want to help you to hurt yourself so that you can hurt as much as I hurt. That's it. Yeah, I just want to kill the fucking pain. Because there's a war inside my head. That's it. Yeah, big man, there's a war inside my head. And it's telling me to do all kinds of disgusting, filthy, ugly, sick, stupid things. I wake up every goddamn day and I gotta listen to the same thing. I look in the fucking mirror. I gotta listen to the same thing. It's yelling at me. It's screaming in my face. It's telling me, how can I not listen? I'm an American death machine. I'm an American death machine. I'm death on wheels, baby, yeah. I'm death on wheels. I'm an accident ready to happen. I'm a walking time bomb. I'm the birth of tragedy. I'm big fucking enemy. This has always been a one-way street and it's always been me versus you. So the next time you're in the fucking supermarket buying those rice and beans, remember me, because I'm the sniper in the supermarket. I'm the Tylenol killer. I'm the Hillside Strangler. I'm the Boston Strangler. I'm the Night Stalker. I'm Ted Bundy. I'm John Wayne Gacy. Yeah, I'm John Wayne Gacy. Yeah. No. Manson. Yeah, I'm Manson. I'm Manson. I'm Manson. I'm Jim Morrison, baby. I'm Jim Jones. Yeah, I'm Clint Eastwood. I'm Clint Ruin. I'm Mario Andretti. I'm Muhammad Ali. Yeah, Muhammad Ali. I'm Gaddafi, Khomeini, I'm the fucking Ku Klux Klan. You're so much better, that's why you're where you are today. Looking at my asshole. Yeah, allow me to, let me come back down to basics, Mr. High Five. I'm the average, Mr. Excitement, and that's the problem. I am boring because I am the average, and allow me to underline that. Average. All American. Shut the fuck up. Hardworking hero zero. That's turned into a killer, I wish. It's turned into a rapist. You couldn't rape a fucking paper bag. That's turned into a terrorist, a hitman, a henchman, a gambler, a gangster, a psychopath, a sociopath. Yeah, fucking sociopath. That's it. But baby, you gotta understand, really, basically, deep down inside, I am a sensitive man. I am a sensitive man. I do understand. You gotta understand. It wasn't me. I didn't mean to do it. I didn't mean to hit you. I didn't mean to kill you. It was the killer inside me. That's it. It was the killer inside me. He told me to do it. He made me do it. I didn't want to listen to him. I couldn't help myself. I'll never do it again. I'll never do it again. I swear on a stake of fucking Bibles, baby. I'll never do it again. 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 But you, I couldn't control myself. I couldn't control myself because I'm a man possessed. I'm a man possessed. I'm a man possessed. And besides, I did it all for Jesus. I did it all for Jesus. I did it all for God. I did it all for God and my country. I did it all for the Lord, baby. Look, I was only doing what I was told to do, all right? I was only doing what I was supposed to do. I was only doing what they made me do. I mean, it's a dirty job, but somebody's gotta fucking do it, right? Somebody's gotta fucking do it. I mean, somebody's gotta kill those fucking gooks, those chinks, those slits, the kikes, the wetbacks, the blacks, the reds, the whites, the yellows, because you're all fucking yellow. Because the whites are all fucking yellow. Because you're all fucking yellow. And that's why you get me up here to do your goddamn dirty work. Because you know. You know. Deep down inside, I know you can see it and feel it within me. I am Mr. Mighty Whitey Helter Skelter Hero Man. With a big bad heart on, oh, how it hurts. With a big bad hot rod who hates God. I hate God. Because God was the first cop. The first cock. The first big-dicked, mean-ass, stingy, do-nothing, goddamn low-life motherfucker that condemned me to this fucking life sentence to begin with, where I've been trying to escape for the last 10, 20, 40, 60, 80, 110,000 years of my rotten, stinking, fucking miserable life. But like you all know, sitting in your comfortable little seats on a Sunday afternoon, there is no escape. There's a million fucking escapes. I've tried every single one of them. They don't work.